Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf tzaddik, and we are at the beginning of the new perek, the last perek in Masechta Sanhedrin, perek chelek. So perek chelek's reputation precedes itself. Shmoy hoylech lefanov. It's a 24 daf perek. It's literally the size of a small Masechta. That's 100% agadata. So a lot of divrei agada, maisalach, Rashi's and Chumash that you've wondered where in Shas they can be found. It's right here in Perek Chelek. So really geshmaka Perek, and as we like to say, good times right now to be doing the daf. Zok to Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Lo Ilam Haba. Every single Yid will have a Chelek in Ilam Haba. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Va'amech kulam tzadikim, lo'olam yirshu oretz, netzer matoy, masi yodai lespar. It's a Pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Samach. It talks about Va'amech, Klal Yisrael, that they are kulam tzadikim, lo'olam yirshu oretz. Oretz, the Mishnah is defining as being olam haba. Va'amech kulam tzadikim, every single yid will be deemed a tzadik, every single yid will have a chelek in olam haba. Stating that, you have to read the fine print in the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, ve'elu she'elam chelek v'olam haba. But there are those that can lose their chelek in olam haba. And who are they? If somebody denies tchias ha'meisim, or he says that there's no remes to tchias ha'meisim in the Torah, he's from the exceptions to the rule, he will not have a chelek in olam haba. They ain't Torah menashamayim. If somebody denies the fact that the Torah that we have today was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe and Har Sinai in front of all Klal Yisrael, if he denies that Torah is menashamayim, he too will not have a chelek in olam haba. The apikoros, we'll see the exact definition of an apikoros in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva says, af hakoros b'svar machitzayim. Even somebody that reads svar machitzayim, that too we'll see in the Gemara. Valeiches al hamakah, if somebody has a makah, he has a wound, and rather than pursue conventional medication, he recites an incantation like the pagans, like the Udei Avodah Zarah used to do, and he believes that that will be his refuah. For example, he says, he too will not have a chelek in olam haba. Abishol said, if somebody recites one of the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he too will not have a chelek in olam haba. And obviously, all of this will be discussed in detail as we go through the Gemara. So the Mishnah begins, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Loilam Haba, and then the Mishnah has a short list of exceptions. Ve'elu She'en Lam Chelek Loilam Haba, and then the Mishnah says, I'll give you real life examples. People in Tanakh, famous personalities that did not have a chelek in olam haba because they fell into one of these exceptions. Shloisha malachim, three of them were kings, varbo hedyoitois, and the other four were hedyoitois. Hedyoitois in the sense that they weren't kings, that were in lam chelek olam haba. Shloisha malachim, who were they? Yeravam, Achav, Umenasha. So Yeravam ben Nevat, Achav and Menasha, three very infamous kings in Jewish history. Yeravam and Achav, of course, were kings of the northern kingdom, northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Menasha was the son of Chizkiyahu. He was a descendant of David HaMelech. He was one of the kings of Malchus Beis David. But either way, Hatzad Ashova Shabahen is that they all do not have a chelek in olam haba. Yehuda Imer, Yehuda says, Menasha yesh lo chelek in olam haba. That if you know the story of Menasha, you know that Menasha did tshuva. And because Menasha did tshuva, l'chura, he should have a chelek in olam haba. And Shenema, how do I know Menashe did tshuva? Because the Pasuk says that after Menashe is taken into captivity, Vayispalo Leilov, Menashe davens to Hashem, Vayishmat Chinosoi, Hashem listens to his prayers, Vayishiveu, Yerushalayim, Malchus, and he returned him to Yerushalayim, to his Malchus. So if he was returned to his Malchus, it sounds like his tshuva was accepted. If his tshuva was accepted, then l'chura, he should have a chelek in Olam Haba. Unruloi, they told him, the Malchusoi, Heshivu, it's true, he was returned to his Malchus. To that degree, his tshuva was accepted. But v'loi l'chai Olam Haba. But not for him to be returned to the point where he would have a chelek in olam haba. Bottom line, arbot yoytos, who are the four head yoytos that don't have a chelek in olam haba? Bilam, the doyeg, the achi teufel, the gechasi. So we cannot span the entire Tanakh here. You have Yeravam, Achav, Menasha, Bilam, Doyeg, Achi Teufel, and Gechasi, and this is just a little foreshadowing in terms of what's going to come as we go through Perek Chelek. But either way, the first idea in Perek Chelek is something that everybody knows. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Lo'olam Haba. Stating that, says the Mishnah, Ve'elu She'en Lahem Chelek Lo'olam Haba. But it's kedai to mention just two things right when we start the Mishnah. Number one, the Gemara is going to say that even though the Mishnah says that there were those that will not have a Chelek in Lo'olam Haba, but Darshei Rishumois Amru, the Darshei Rishumois, the Mekubalim said that even Achav and Menashe and Yeruvim, even they will have a chelik in Olam Haba. So the Darshei Rishumos, al pi Kabbalah, al pi Seidos Niskovim v'Neflaim, even the ones that the Mishnah says that al pi Nigla do not have a chelik in Olam Haba, but al pi Soid, even they will have a chelik in Olam Haba. And I once heard many years ago from Yisrael Reisman, said over an unbelievable mimer from Rav Tzadik HaKoyin, explained it way above my pay grade, but Yetz Hashem will get into it when we go through the Elu Sheilam Chelik Olam Haba, B'meshech the Perek. The second thing that's worth mentioning, and that is the Lashon HaRambam in the end of the third Perek in Hilchas Shuvah. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchas Shuvah goes through his list, his group of people that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba. And then the Rambam concludes as follows. When is it true that these people will not have a chelik in Olam Haba? That's b'shemeis b'loy tshuva. That's true if this person who did this avera that caused him to lose his chelik in Olam Haba died before he had the opportunity to do tshuva. But if this person who says ein tchias ha-meisim in ha-toyroh, the apikoyrus, the koyr b'svar machitzoynim, the leicha shalamako, achav, menasha, it doesn't matter who, what, when, and where. If he does tshuva u-meis and then he dies, v'hu bal tshuva, ha-rezeh mibnei Olam Haba, he will have a chelik in Olam Haba. Why? She'ein lecha dover she'oymei b'pnei ha-tshuva, says the Rambam. Because there's nothing in the world that can get in the way of tshuva. Tshuva works for everything. So if a person was at a point where he lost his chelik in Olam Haba, but then he does tshuva, he will have a chelik in Olam Haba. Afilu kofa be'ikr kol yomav, says the Rambam. A person can be a kofa be'ikr his entire life. And at the very end of his life, he does tshuva, yesh lechelik, he will have a chelik in Olam Haba. So again, the Mishnah says, kol yisrom yesh lechelik leolam haba, we're all innocent until proven guilty. We wake up in the morning, you're born, you yoytze mirechem imay, with a chelik in Olam Haba. There are ways to lose your chelik in Olam Haba. The Darshan Rishum might say there's no such thing. Everyone's going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Even Achav will have a chelik in Olam Haba. But the Rambam, very importantly, qualifies this and says that the only time a person will not have a chelik in Olam Haba is if he dies b'chetoy. But if he does tshuva, there's nothing to talk about. There's nothing that can get in the way of doing tshuva. The other obvious question, just worth mentioning at the beginning of the parak, is why are we learning this now? I mean, we just learned Pesachtes Sanhedrin, a Geshmaka, intense parak. We had a lot of raid, a lot of festa sugyas. So where in the world does Perek Chelek get involved? Not just that. When we finish Perek Chelek, we're going to start Mesachtes Makis. And the Gemara in the beginning of Makis explains the Hemshech between Mesachtes Sanhedrin and Mesachtes Makis. It makes perfect sense. So why in the world are we going to learn 3.5 weeks of Agadata right here? Why is the Mishnah in Perek Chelek at the end of Mesachtes Sanhedrin? So the Rishonim all say the same idea, albeit a little differently. The Nusach I saw in the Be'er Shev is very nice. He says that we just went through the Elohein HaNeskolim, the Elohein HaNesrofim, the Elohein HaNerogim, the Elohein HaNechnokim, and now we're going to go through the list of the Elu She'en Lam Chelik Loilam Haba. And the truth is that the ones that were given Mises Bezin did have a Chelik in Loilam Haba. Yeshua told Achon, be Mizvada, do Tshuva, and you're going to have a Chelik in Loilam Haba. It was learned out from Sukkim. Those people, despite the fact that they got Mises Bezin, did have a chelik in Olam Haba, but there's a list, and this is another list of people that even though they're not chayav Mises Bezdin, but eternally speaking, they're actually a lot worse off. These people do not have a chelik in Olam Haba. Either way, so the Mishnah said, Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelik l'Olam Haba, ve'elu she'en lem chelik l'Olam Haba, and who was the first person mentioned in the list? Ha'omer ein tchias ha'meisim en ha'teir, freik de gemara, ve'kol kach lama, why is it that a person that denies Tchias HaMeisim, or he says, ain't Tchias HaMeisim min HaTorah, Ayin Rashi, is punished so severely that he loses his chelik in Olam Haba. Tana was taught in a braisa, who kofar b'tchias ha-meisim, because this person was kofar in tchias ha-meisim, l'fichoch lo yia lo chelik b'tchias ha-meisim. For that reason, he, mida keneged mida, will not get a chelik in tchias ha-meisim. Shekol mida yisra shal ha-kadosh baruch hu, mida keneged mida, because that's why Hashem punishes people. Hashem always punishes people, mida keneged mida. Amra b'shom manach meni, amra b'yenis, amin ayin, shekol mida yisra shal ha-kadosh baruch hu, mida keneged mida. How do you know that whenever Hashem punishes somebody, he punishes them, mida keneged mida? Shenem, it's learned out from a pasuk in Melachim Beis Perek Zayin. Now the truth is, if you remember the end of the first Perek in Masechta Soita, so there's a long Mishnah, also 5 or 6 dafin of Agadata, felt like a lot of Agadata then, until you learn Perek Chelik. So you have about a week's worth of Agadata, where the Mishnah and the Gemara goes through a whole bunch of classic examples in Tanakh, where you find that Hashem punished people, Mida Keneged Mida. For example, Shimshon, his Avera was done with his eyes. It's for that reason the Plishtim, they knocked out his eye at the end of his life. Hashem punishes Mida Keneged Mida. Hashem rewards people Mida Keneged Mida also. Moshe Rabbeinu was Isaac Ba'atzmis Yosef. That's why, who buried Moshe? Hashem, b'chvoydei v'yatzmoy. But here the Gemara brings a rather obscure makar to the fact that Hashem, when he punishes, it's Mida Keneged Mida. It's learned out from a pasuk. The context over there is there was a famine. Vayehi Rav Ba'aretz. And the reason there was a Rav Ba'aretz is because the kingdom of Aram was trying to attack the Yidden. They had laid siege on Eretz Yisrael and they weren't allowing any importing and exporting. And eventually, slowly, people started to die and they were starving to death. And Elisha comes one day and he says, Raboisa, you have nothing to worry about. Hashem came to me, he appeared to me in a Nevuah. Everything is going to be fine. So much so, Vayomer Elisha, Shimu Dvar Hashem, Ke'es Machar, in 24 hours, ultimatum. So, Soilus B'Shekel, you're going to be able to buy a so of flour for a shekel, V'Sosayim Soirim B'Shekel, and you're going to be able to buy two so of Soirim for a shekel. Meaning there's going to be such plentiful supply that the Rav is going to completely go away. Pasuk says, V'Ksiv, Vayana Sholosh Asher HaMelech Nishon Al Yodeh. So the person who was standing at the gate of the Shemroim, that's where Elisha said this Nevuah. So he was the right-hand man of the king. And he turns to us, Ishol Akim, he turns to Elisha, Vayomer, Hine Hashem, Oisa, Rubis Bashamayim. He scoffed at what Elisha had said. There's no way in the world that this is going to happen. There's such a terrible hunger. People are dying. There's no way that 24 hours Hashem is going to change anything. Vayomer, and Elisha told this person, Hincha Roy Beinecho, not only is it going to happen, you're going to see it with your own eyes, Umisham Lo Teichel, and you're going to be punished, then you're not going to be able to eat from it. And Kachava, Hashem made a miracle. The next day, the army of Aram decided to change course. They leave a lot of chitin and sa'irim. The Yidden go out, they take it, and they bring it back through the gates of the Shemroim. And as they're bringing it through the gates of the Shemroim, this right-hand man of the king, whose job it was to watch the gates of the Shemroim, is standing there. Vayir Musawai, say they trampled over him. Ha'am, the Shar, Vayomois, and he eventually died. So what do you see? He was punished. Mida Keneged Mida. Because he said there's no way Hashem is going to be able to bring this incredible supply of soilus and soirim. And what ends up happening? He dies with the very soilus and soirim that he denied could ever exist. But the Gemara says, how do you know that was the reason he got punished in that way was because of Mida Keneged Mida? Maybe the reason he was punished that way is Vidoma Kilas Elisha Garmalai. Elisha said it was going to happen. And Omer Rav Yudam Rav, Kilas Chacham Filachinam Iba. If a Chacham gives somebody a Klola, even if it's frivolous, even if it's Alchinam, it happens. So how do you know the reason this person was punished is because Hashem always punishes Mida Keneged Mida? Maybe he was punished this way because Elisha said he was going to be punished this way. And if Elisha said it, it had to happen. Because whatever a Chacham says, Klola speaking, automatically happens. Of the Gemara, it was a diuk in the pasuk that the Gemara knew it was Mida Keneged Mida. Because him came lichtev krav ayir meseo vayomis. My b'shar, why the pasuk have to emphasize it happened in the shar? We know this person was standing at the shar of the Shemroim. Pasuk says it already. Aliske shar, it's probably coming to emphasize that he was punished for what he said at the shar, and there was some element here of Mida Keneged Mida. But bottom line, why are we talking about Mida Keneged Mida? Because the Mishnah said ve'elu she'en lem chelik leilam abba ha'oimer ein tchias ha'mesim min ha'toira ve'kol kach lomo tono, the Brisa said, hu kofar b'tchias ha'mesim. It's Mida Keneged Mida. You deny Tchias HaMesim. It's for that reason you're not going to have a Chelek in Tchias HaMesim. Fregin the Rishonim, the Ramban in Shara Gmol, the Ran in this Chidushi Aran, right here on this Gemara, the Adrama, Rabbi Vadya Bar Tanura, the Rishonim, Ki Ish Echad, Belev Echad, all ask the obvious question. And that is, what's the Mida Keneged Mida? It's Tanoi Chitin, Vahoyda Loi Sayre, pun intended. The Mishnah's talking about Olam Haba. And the Gemara is describing someone who says Ein Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Elu She'en Lem Chelek Lo'olam Haba Ha'omer Ein Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. That's Mida Keneged Mida. If the Mishnah would have said Ve'elu She'en Lem Chelek Lo'olam Haba Ha'omer Ein Olam Haba Min HaTorah, that would be Mida Keneged Mida. If the Mishnah would say Ve'elu She'en Lem Tchias HaMesim Ha'omer Ein Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah, that would be Mida Keneged Mida. But the Mishnah says Ve'elu She'en Lem Chelek Lo'olam Haba Ha'omer Ein Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. What's the Mida Keneged Mida? He denied Tchias HaMesim. He didn't deny Olam Haba. So you want to give him that punishment? Okay. But where's the Mida Keneged Mida? He didn't deny Olam Haba. He denied Tchias HaMesim. Say the Rishonim again. Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. That Vayist Ois. from this Gemara that we all have a mistake in terms of our understanding of Olam Haba. We think that what's Olam Haba? When a person dies, he goes to Olam Haba. It's not true. When a person dies, he goes to Gan Eden or maybe to Gehenna. That's not Olam Haba. When the Mishnah says Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelik L'Olam Haba, when the Mishnah says Yofa Kiras Ruach Mi Olam Haba Mikol Anoyis Olam Haza, all the different Gemaras that describe Olam Haba are not describing the place that a person goes after he dies. You know what Olam Haba is? Olam Haba is the Olam Atchiyah. That at some point in the future, after Mashiach comes, there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. Everybody's going to come back to life, with the exception of the people that do not have a Chelik in Olam Haba. And that world that will exist post Tchias HaMesim, that is Olam Haba. Meaning Olam Haba and Olam HaTchiyah is the same exact thing. It's one and the same. Memela, ha'omer ain't tchias ha'meisim in ha'Torah won't have a chelik in olam haba, because olam haba is the olam ha'tchiyah. The Rishonim has no other way to learn this gemara, and that's why it's not shver, and that's why it's a midah keneged midah. So when a person dies, he doesn't go to olam haba. Olam haba is a world that exists in the future. It's a world that doesn't exist yet. It's something that's going to happen. La'achat tchias ha'meisim. That's when there's going to be olam haba. That is the shita of Kemat all the Rishonim, and the Rishonim discuss that great length. If you want to take a look, again, above everybody's pay grade, but if you want to look in the Yad Raman, the beginning of Perek Chelek, the Ramban and Shara Gmul, it's an Arichas Gedoyla. They all say it with their own nuances and their own nusach, but the gist of it is that, and that is that Olam Haba is not the world that a person goes to after he dies, but rather Olam Haba is the Olam Hatchiyah. The Ramban, in the beginning of Perek Ches and Hilchas Tshuva, talks about Olam Haba. Ram says as follows: Hatoiva hatzvuna litzadikem who chaye olam haba. A tzaddik, he spends 70, 80, 90, 120 years on this world, and he serves Hashem, and he overcomes his yetzara, and he does mitzvahs, and he does it because he knows one day schar v'inish, one day he's going to be rewarded for everything that he did. Says the Rambam, where's this tzaddik going to get the reward? He's going to get it in olam haba. V'hem achayim, it's a life she'eni mohem moves. V'hatoiva she'eni mara. It's going to be a perfect, eternal existence. That's when the person is going to get everything he's supposed to get. Who shakasa b'atayra l'man yitolach v'arach t'yomim. Mipi ha'shmu alamdu l'man yitolach l'oylam shakulay toiv v'arach t'yomim l'oylam shakulay aruch v'zehu oylam haba. It's kulay aruch, there's no death, and it's kulay toiv, there's no ra. It's perfect. It's perfect utopia. The Rambam says that's what the tzaddikim are fighting for. Skipping talacha base. So what is oylam haba? So the Rambam describes it a little bit. Oylam haba ain't by guf v'gvir. In Olam Haba, a person doesn't have a body. All a person has is his nefesh. He has his neshama. Beloy guf, without a guf, kemalachi hashores. It says the Rambam, hoyo ve'ein boy gviyos. Being that in Olam Haba, a person is not going to have a body. Ein boy loy achila. The things that a person does and encounters and experiences in this world, he won't experience in Olam Haba. Kigoyin yeshiva, va'amida, v'shina, umisa, v'otze, v'schoik, u'kayoitzebem. Kachom ruchachom marishoinim. Ha'olam Haba ein bo lo yachila v'lo yishtia v'lo yitashmish. Ela tzadikim yoishvim, v'atoroiseyem v'rosheyem, v'nehenim yiziv ha'shchina. Harei nizbaru l'cha, the Rambam says it again in case you didn't get it. She'ein shom guf. There's no guf in Olam Haba. She'ein shom achila v'shtia. It says tzadikim yoishvim. It's all a mashal. But bottom line, the Rambam says very, very clearly about four or five times here, Perek Ches Halacha Beis and Hilchas Tshuva, that Olam Haba is what it's all about. It's kulay aruch. There's no misa. It's forever. It's kulay toiv. There's no taruvos of ra. But at the same time, you're not going to have a guf. It's going to be some spiritual toiv, something that is impossible. Ayin lo yirasa, like the Rambam says, something that is impossible for us to explain, impossible for us to understand. Freik deraivit, omer avram, divrei zeho ish. The words of the Rambam sounded so beautiful. It sounds to me like the Rambam is taking some super duper controversial position. It sounds like the Rambam saying that Tchias HaMesim is not going to involve the guf. What's the Ravid's kasha? Because if Tchias HaMesim is going to involve the guf, and Tchias HaMesim and Olam Haba is the same thing, so how could the Rambam say that in Olam Haba a person is not going to have his guf? Or if the Olam Haba is the Olam HaTchiyah, I thought by Tchias HaMesim the guf am I going to get up? So the Ravid says, it sounds to me like the Rambam must have held back to the envelope arithmetic that in Tchias HaMesim there's going to be no guf. Fake the Rambam, three kashas, ksubas kuf, aleph, shabbos kuf, Yudalid, Sanhedrin, Tzadik Beis. We're going to see a Gemara later in Perek Chelik in tomorrow's daf. There's so many Gemaras that I'm avoiding clearly that when a person is going to get up, Lachat Chias Amesim, he's going to have a guf. Okay. The Rambam said that in Olam Abba there's no guf. The Rishonim all spired from our Gemara that Olam Abba and Olam Atchia is the same thing. So if in Olam Abba there's no guf, it means in Olam Atchia there's no guf. That means by Chias Amesim, a person's not going to have a guf. If a person's not going to have a guf in Chias Amesim, like the Rambam had the Rambam in all the Gemaras that seem to say very, very clearly that a person is going to have a guf. Says the Lechem Mishnah, Ravid, I don't think the Rambam agrees with what all the Rishonim said. It's true, the Rishonim, because of the Kasha in our Gemara, what's the Mida Keneged Mida between Chias Amesim and Olam Abba, they all prove that Olam Abba and Chias Amesim must be the same thing. The Rambam respectfully disagreed. The Rambam understood Olam Abba the way the man on the street understands Olam Abba, and that is, a person lives in Olam Hazeh until they call him up to the next world, and then he enters Olam Abba. That's what Olam Abba is. Olam Abba is the Olam HaNeshamis that a person goes to after he dies. And that's what the Rambam says. It's Olam HaNeshamis. There's no guf in Shamayim. So if there's no guf in Shamayim, the Rambam says, there's no guf, there's no achila, there's no shtiyah, there's no sicha, there's no schoich, there's no atzvas. You don't have any of those things. Why? Because in Olam Abba, you don't have a guf. Tchias HaMeisim, there's going to be a guf. The Rambam's not talking about Chias HaMesim. The Rambam's talking about Olam Abba. The Rishonim understood that Olam Abba and Chias HaMesim is the same thing. Memela, if there's a guf by Chias HaMesim, it must be there's a guf in Olam Abba. So we have a Shver Rambam. The Rambam said there is no guf in Olam Abba. But Zokta Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam didn't learn like the Rishonim. The Rambam learned that Olam Abba is not the Olam Atchia. Olam Atchia Lechud and Olam Abba Lechud. What is Olam Abba? What the Rambam described as Gan Eden and Gehenim, that's Olam Abba, where a person goes after he dies. In that world, there is no guf. Will there be a guf by Tchias HaMesim? Of course there's going to be a guf by Tchias HaMesim. But Tchias HaMesim is not Olam Abba. But what begs the question then is, according to the Rambam, is what's... No. What's that? Oh, number one, how do you learn the Gemara? But Va'oid, what's the Tachlis? Is the Tachlis Olam Abba or is the Tachlis Tchias HaMesim? You'd think the Tachlis is Tchias HaMesim, right? That's the Tachlis. One day, all the Mesim are going to come back alive and... Moshe, Aharon, Moshe, David, everyone's going to come back a lot. That's Luchur the Tachlis. The way the Rambam's describing the Tachlis is Olam Abba, HaToyva Tzfuna LeTzadikin, that's what it's all about. That's not even Tchias HaMesim. So what is the Tachlis? Is the Tachlis Olam Abba, or is the Tachlis Tchias HaMesim? So the truth is, it's the Rambam L'shitasim, because the Rambam explains in other Svarim that in the Olam HaTchia, people are going to die. Big Kiddush. Usually you understand, after Tchias HaMesim, people are going to get up and they're going to live forever. The Rambam said that they're going to die. It's the Rambam L'shitasai. Because the Rambam held that really the Tachlis is not the Olam HaTchia. The Tachlis is Olam Abba, which the Rambam described as the Olam HaNeshamis, which is not the Olam HaTchia. If so, why will there be an Olam HaTchia? What's the point of the Olam HaTchia? It's Ramban's Kasha, and it's a very big Kasha. It's not an easy Kasha to answer. But the bottom line is, according to all the Rishonim, with the exception of the Rambam, Olam Abba is the Olam HaTchia, which means that the Tachlis of everything is for one day be resurrected, be part of the world of Tchias HaMesim. That will be the world of Olam Abba. You'll live in that world. Lenetzach Netzachim. That's where you're going to get the Toiva Hatzfuna LeTzadikim. That's what it's all about. According to the Rambam, that's not what it's all about. According to the Rambam, that world of Tchias HaMesim will also be a temporary existence. The Tachlis is the Olam HaNeshamis that happens up somewhere in Shemayim, in the Rekiyim. That's what the Tachlis is all about. People get it as soon as they die, if they merit. Mishpat Rishon Begehenim Yud Beis Chodesh. After that, a person can go into Olam Abba. That's what it's all about. At some point, there'll be Tchias HaMesim. But even after Tchias HaMesim, people are going to die. They're going to go back to the Olam HaNeshamis. Because that's what the Tachlis is going to be. Put differently, according to Rav Rishonim, when a person gets his tachlis, he's actually going to be with his guf. It's very interesting. You're going to have your guf. You're going to have your guf when you're going to get all your toif. According to the Rambam, you're not going to have your guf. So you have to picture malachim more. That's more the dmus of the way you're supposed to be metired. According to Rishonim, no, that's the Olam HaTchia. The Olam HaTchia is definitely going to be with the guf. But as it relates to what's it called, according to the Rambam, it's not going to be that way. I saw that Rav David Cohen wrote a sefer Maskel David on the Ramchal's Derech Hashem. So he said that the nusach of Ein Aroich, the nusach ha-tfilo on Shabbos that we say is very mashma like the Rambam. Ein aroich lecha Hashem alikeinu b'olam hazeh, ve'in zulascha malkeinu lechaye y'olam abo. Efes biltecha goyaleinu limois ha-mashiach, ve'in doyme lecha moishiyenu l'schias ha-mesim. So we're mentioning four periods. Olam hazeh, olam abo, yimois ha-mashiach, and tchias ha-mesim. So it says, according to the Rambam, it's very gishmak. It's going in order. Olam hazeh, that's the world we're living in right now. Olam Haba, that's where a person goes after he dies. Yemois HaMashiach is some event that's going to happen in the future, and after Yemois HaMashiach, you're going to have Tchias HaMesim. So the Seder is beautifully. But according to all the other Rishonim, what's Olam Haba? Olam Haba is the Olam HaTchia. So we go from Olam HaZeh to Olam Haba, we jump to the end, and then we go backwards to Yemois HaMashiach and Tchias HaMesim, which is going to usher in Olam Haba. So the Seder is actually a little bit more meduyik according to the Rambam than it is according to the Ramban. Either way, Zokta Gemara Vayter. So HaOymer Ein Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba, which implies that there's a remez somewhere in the Torah to Tchias HaMesim. Now, there's no mikra moly in the Torah. There's no pasuk anywhere that says there will be Tchias HaMesim. Doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. So we're going to have to find a remez of some sorts that's going to suggest, it's going to imply, insinuate on some level that a person will have a chelik in Olam Haba. Zok to Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yechon, and I'm Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. How do you know this Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah? Shenem Ha'atzulun Tafen the Pasuk. When the Satim Imenu is Chumas Hashem, Laharon HaKoy, when the Pasuk says there's a mitzvah of truma. Who are you supposed to give truma to? You're supposed to give it to a Aharon. Freak the Gemara. How are you going to give truma to a Aharon? Aharon loy lam kayin. Follow your nichas Eretz Yisrael. Shnois lam truma. Aharon never even entered Eretz Yisrael. There was no chi of truma until the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, and Aharon never entered Eretz Yisrael. Al malami chasik lachios. You see from here that Aharon one day is going to live. Tchias hamesim. Yisrael nois lam truma, and the Yidden are going to give him truma. Mitkan the tchias hamesim min ateres. We'll speak out a lot of raid on this at the end of the daf. Very mishmal tana. A different shot. No, don't learn from there. Venesatim imenu as trumas Hashem la. That you see that Tchias HaMesim and HaTorah, because the Yidden are literally, physically going to give Truma to Aharon, rather, Tano le'Aharon ke'Aharon. The reason Aharon is mentioned over here is to tell me that the Chi of Truma is to give Truma to someone that's like Aharon. How so? Ma, Aharon, chaver, just like Aharon was a chaver, avbon of chaverim, so too you only give to his children if they're chaverim. Meaning, you're not supposed to give Truma to a kohen that's an Amoritz. Only a Koyin, that's not Amoritz. And Pashit, the Gemara is going to speak out in a minute, because when a person has Truma, he has to be very careful. You can't eat Truma when you're Tomei. There's a lot of halachas that are involved when you're dealing with Truma. So if you give it to a Koyin Amoritz, it could be you're going to be machshel him and machshel the Truma for it to be desecrated. So that's why you give Truma, you have to give it to someone that's like Aharon HaKoyin. Amar Shuma Nechmeni Ram Yenis, and I'm saying this is Truma to Koyin Amoritz. How do you ask to give Truma to Koyin Amoritz? And the Basic says, Vayyemer Lo'am, Lo'yosh Ve'Yerushalayim, Lo'seis Monas, Lo'koyhanim Ulevi'in, Lo'man Yechzeku B'Teres Hashem. Kala machzik b'teres Hashem yesh lo monas. A kohen that keeps teres Hashem, he gets monas. He gets trumas u'maisus. V'she'ene machzik b'teres Hashem. In Leimonas, he does not get Shumas and Maestas. Omer Avach Barado, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Kol Anoisin Shumas Lekoyin Amoritz. If somebody gives Shumas to Koyin Amoritz, Kilo Noisin Lefnei Ari, it's as if he gave it to a lion. Interesting mashal. Ma Ari Sofik Deiris Va'ichel, Sofik Enu Deiris Va'ichel. So a lion, when he catches its prey, sometimes he tramples his prey right away and eats it right away. Sometimes he'll trample it, put it in the freezer and eat it at some later point. So it's not clear, based on observing the way a lion goes after his prey, when exactly he's going to eat it. So in a similar way, a kohen amoritz is a suffik oichle b'tahira. It's not clear if he's going to eat it b'tahira. Suffik oichle b'tumah if he's going to eat it b'tumah. For that reason, don't give truma to a kohen amoritz. He might eat it b'tumah. Rabbi Yechon, it says, Afgeri Lamisa, you realize you may be causing him to die. Shenemar umesu b'yki chalulu. If someone's tummy and he eats truma, he's chayim misabedei shemayim. So if you now go and you give truma to a kohen amoritz, there's a possibility he's going to eat it while he's tamei. You may be cause this be a question of literally life and death. You're also causing him to carry aveiros. Shenemar, also in the context of a tamei that it's truma ve'siya oisam avoid ashma ba'ochlam eskod sheyim. Either way, why are we talking about this? Because this is the first remez in the Torah that the Gemara brings for Tchias HaMesim, and that's Rabbi Yochanan's remez, minayin l'tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, shenemar unesatem mimenu es trumas Hashem le'aharin hakoyen. How do you give truma to Aharon? Aharon never entered Eretz Yisrael. Aharon died in the Midbar. So where did the Yidden give truma to Aharon? They didn't give it to him when Aharon was alive the first time. But some tzveitim mo, lach atchias hamesim, the Yidden will give truma to Aharon HaKoyen. That's a remez to tchias hamesim in HaTorah. Tanya Rabbi Simon Yoimer, minayin l'tchias hamesim in HaTorah, heading l'tchias hamesim in HaTorah, shenem atzorin tefen l'posik. V'gama ki moisi es brisi itam, loses lohem es eretz kinan. Lohem loy nemar, elo lohem. So Hashem promised the Ovis that they are going to get Eretz Kanan. Now, the truth is, what Hashem told the Ovis was that their children are going to get Eretz Kanan. The Ovis, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, passed away many years before the Yidden ultimately entered Eretz Canaan and was zoicha in Eretz Canaan. But if you read the psukim, the gama ki Moshe es brisi itam, Hashem's telling this to Moshe, lo seis lohem, to give it to the others themselves. You see from here that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov themselves are one day going to have a chelik in tchias hamesim. Mikan remes letchias hamesim min haTorah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Tzedek gam geshem kom sim. Shalom, minim es Rabbi Gamliel. The minim es Rabbi Gamliel. But nayich Hakadosh Baruch Hu mechayim mesim. How do you know that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mechayim mesim? Amalem, he told him min haTorah umin haNeviim min haKsuvim. I can prove it to you from Torah, from Neviim, and from Ksuvim. Zaloi kiblu mimenu, but they weren't persuaded. They weren't mekabel. The first thing Rabbi Gamliel says was, "I have arrived from the Torah." The Chassid, the pasuk says, "Vayemer Hashem al Moshe, hincha shoychev im avoisecha v'kam." The pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to die. Vayemer Hashem al Moshe, hincha shoychev im avoisecha. Now the way you read the pasuk is, after you Moshe pass away, the kama mazeh, the nation is going to get up, v'zano achrei alehei nechor aretz, and they are going to worship avodah zarah, asher uba shama v'kerboi, v'azovani v'hefer es brisi asher karati itay. So Hashem foresees, and he tells us to Moshe, that after you die, the kama amazeh, Klai Yisrael is going to get up, they're going to be over the avodah zarah, and I'm going to have no choice, I'm going to be forced to send them out of the land. So Rabbi Gamliel told the minim, that you know you're supposed to read this pasuk. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, hincha shoychev im avisecha, v'kam. You're going to go to sleep with your forefathers, v'kam, and then you're going to get up. Now, the simple reading of the pasuk is, hincha shoychev im avisecha, period, or kama, v'kam ha'amazeh. V'kam is going on ha'amazeh. But that's not what Rabbi Gamliel told the minim. Rabbi Gamliel told the minim, hincha shoychev im avisecha, v'kam, amulai. So the minim told Rabbi Gamliel, v'dilma v'kam ha'amazeh, Vizana, maybe Vakam is not supposed to go back on Hincha Shoychev v'Mavisecha, but rather maybe Vakam is actually supposed to be for it. Now the truth is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Isi Ben Yehuda Omer, Chamesh Mikrois Petar Elam Hecher. There are five psukim in the Torah that without the psukim, without the trup, there'd be no way to know exactly how you're supposed to read the pasuk. Se'es Meshukadim Machar Arur Vakam. These are five words in five psukim in the Torah. The last one is v'kam. It's referring to this pasuk. Meaning, really, this is confusing. It's not sure. Are you supposed to read it hincha sheichev v'mavisecha v'kam, which is what Rabbi Gamliel told the minim mikan remez l'tchias amesim in haTorah, or is it hincha sheichev v'mavisecha period v'kam amazet? But the bottom line is the minim who didn't want to accept tchias amesim in haTorah were very easily able to deflect what Rabbi Gamliel was saying. Minan neviim. Then he told him avarai from the neviim dichsiv because the pasuk says yeshaya chavav yichyu meisecha. Nevelasi yekumen who kitzu veranen u'shoichnei offer kital oireis talecha va'oretz reform temples. If you go through the pasuk, is clearly talking about dead people coming back to life. Yichyu meisecha nevelasi yekumen who kitzu veranen u'shoichnei offer. This is all tchias amesim, tchias amesim, tchias amesim. See, Yeshaya Hanavi is saying nevuah. He foresees tchias amesim happening at some point in the future. But the Gemara says they told him v'dom amesim shechi yicheskel. Maybe Yeshaya saw tchias amesim b'nevuah, but not tchias amesim where everybody's going to get up, but a very specific tchias amesim, tchias amesim that is referring to an episode mentioned in Nach, which is where Yecheskel was Mechayim Mesim. We're going to talk a lot about it in 2 days. The Gemara is going to have a whole arichas about who were the Mesim that Yecheskel was Mechayim. But those are psukim in Nach, that Yecheskel was Mechayim Mesim. So the meaning weren't denying the possibility of Tchias Mesim. They're acknowledging that Yecheskel was Mechayim Mesim. Those are psukim in Nach. And maybe that's what Yeshaya was referring to, but they're just saying that Mechatesi, everybody's going to get up, that every single person is going to be resurrected and he's going to live again. So, Rabbi Gamliel tried min haksuvim. Dechsev v'chikech keyayin atoiv. Hoylech l'doidi l'meisharim. Doivev sifsei yeshanim. That the sifsei yeshanim, people that are sleeping, are doivev. They're going to be talking. Well, how does someone that's sleeping, someone that died, talk? Must be tchias amesim. But they told him back, v'dome rechushim irachshim sfasib alma. Maybe they meant Rabbi Yochanan. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, b'shem Rabbi Shem b'nyitzot. Kol mishen emar halacha b'shmai v'lem hazeh. If somebody says over Allah in somebody's name in this world, sif soysov, doivev ois bekever. His lips move bekever. Shen emar doivev sifsei yishonim. You see that people, even when they're sleeping, meaning they're not alive, it's possible their lips to move. Because if you say over Dvar Shmu in somebody's name, so maybe that's what it means. Again, they told him, I don't think you have any. Aich Omer LaMikra Hazeh, until he told him the following pasuk. Ashe Nishba Hashem LaVoiseichem Loseis Lohem. Lochem Loi Nemar. Elo Lohem Mikan L'tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Brought the raya that Hashem tells the others, you yourselves are going to get Eretz Canaan. The others never entered Eretz Canaan, or at least they never conquered the land. Must be that they themselves are going to come back to life, la'asid lavoi, when we are once again going to get Eretz Canaan, and it's then that it's going to be in the sky in that pasuk. But the bottom line is, the only way that pasuk Rabbi Gamliel told the Minin can make sense is if you accept the fact that this Tchiasan, Mesim, and Atoira, and that was something that they accepted. They realized that's checkmate. There's no way to argue with that. The Yeshayim, others have a different version of how Rabbi Gamliel was ultimately able to knock out the Tshuvas Aminim. And that is, and Rabbi Gamliel's ha'ara was, why does it say Hayoyim? Hayoyim, today, what? Yesterday? Tomorrow? Obviously. So what does it mean, Hayoyim, today? Kulchem. Rather, what he must probably was saying was, you're going to live forever just like you're living today. Exhale. So before we go weiter, so we're learning here, it's going to be the theme of the next couple of days. Every year has a chelek in olam haba, with the exception of a few. The elu she'ein lem chelek l'olam haba. There's a well-known Gemara, Masechtes Ksubis, Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Ksubis Kuf Gimel, Ksubis Kuf Dalet. That's Yoimed the Meis Rebbe, right? The Gemara has a whole Arichos, Agadita, some festerade, a lot of it we've touched on over the years, where the Gemara talks about things that happened B'shas P'tirosei Shal Rebbe. One of the things the Gemara says is, Ahu Yoimo, Dashkafta the Rebbe, the day that Rebbe passed away. Nafka Basko, there was a Basko. The Omran said, Kol Dahava Bashkafta the Rebbe, anyone that was present at the time that Rebbe died, mezumen hu l'chayo ilam haba. He's going to have a chelek in ilam haba. Says the Gemara, who koyves? There was a koyves who did the laundry. Kol yoyim haba asi kame. Every day he was by Rebbe. Punk that day. Ahu yoyim alo yasa. That was his paid time off. He took a vacation day. He wasn't there. He hears afterwards that there was a baskel that said that whoever was present, well, he's every single day he's there. Punk that day he's not there. Says the Gemara, kivin the shama hachi solik the igri. He had such agmas nefesh. He walked up to the roof. He jumped. He committed suicide. Umis yatzis a baskel. A baskel came out for Amra and said, afahu koyves. He was like at his own baskel. Afahu koyves mezumen hu lechayo ilam abba. Freik toisves. Tema. Whoever was there at the time that Rebbe died will have a chelek in olam haba. I thought everybody has a chelek in olam haba. Gevaldig akasha. What happened to the Mishnah in Perek Chelek? Kol Yisrael yesh lam chelek l'olam haba. The Tosfos says, a small Tosfos, upirat shel Rav Meir, kol hecha do umar mezumen l'chay olam haba. Wherever it says that a person was mezumen l'chay olam haba, haynu b'loy din u'b'loy yisur. It means he's going to be zoich in olam haba without din and yisur. And really, it makes a lot of sense the way we just explained it with the Rishonim. Because olam haba is something that's going to happen at some point in the future. But until then, a person's either going to go to Gan Eden or he's going to go to Gan Hanum. The yisoid of mezumen l'chayo olam haba is that he's going to be spirit din shel gehenim. No din, no yisurim. During this interim period of olam haneshamas, he's not going to need his neshama to be cleansed so that at some point, la'achat chias ameisim, he should be zoicha to olam haba. B'loy din u'b'loy yisurim, that's what it means mezumen l'chayo olam haba. So of course, kol yisrael yesh lam chelek l'olam haba. But that's at some point in the future. What happens after a person dies? Some people go to Gan Eden, some people go to Gehenim. Mezumen l'chayo olam haba means b'loy din u'b'loy yisurim. So that's impressive. That a person could be zoicha to olam haba, b'loy din u'b'loy yisurim. Now the truth is, if you want to take something away from this Gemara, other than the Shmaka Tosfos, and the historical fact that anyone that was present at the time that Rebbe died will have a chelek in olam haba, there isn't much of a takeaway here because we weren't around when Rebbe died. So for us, this is not very relevant. But there's another very interesting Gemara, and that is a Masechtes Tainis, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Rabbroika Chayza Havishchiach Beshuka de Bei Lefet. Rabbroika Chayza used to spend time in the Shuk of Lefet. Havishchiach Eliyahu Gabe. And Eliyahu HaNavi used to also spend time in the same shuk. And Reb Breika merited, he was zeicha to have Gilu Eliyahu. So Reb Breika turns to Eliyahu HaNavi one day and he says, tell me, is there anyone in this shuk right here that one day is going to have a chelek in olam haba? Nobody. People walking, coming, head, start. Nobody. Now one person is going to have a chelek in olam haba. Says the Gemara, as they were talking, Chazalahu gavad avesayim masani yuchmi. Eliyahu HaNavi sees a person who was wearing black shoes. He wasn't wearing tzitzis. Amalei, Eliyahu says, I stand corrected. You see that person right there? Haibar alma da'asiyu. That person is going to have a chelik in olam hab. So the Gemara says, Rabbreika was blown away. He sees all these chevra. No one's going to have a chelik in olam hab, but this one person, kikdosviya, he's not even wearing tzitzis, black shoes. I guess black shoes wasn't a good thing. So he comes running after him, and he says, I don't know, who are you? My uftach, tell me a little bit about yourself. On my way, he says, I can't talk to you now. Zilho enough, but v'tolamach, if you come back tomorrow at the same time, I'll be able to talk to you. The macha, the next day, Amalei told him, Amalei said, Zandukono ana. He says, I am a watchman in a jail. And when I have men and women in my jails, I put the men on one side, I put the women on another side. Uramina purayu ben hani lahani, and I put my own bed, I sleep between the men and the women. So they shouldn't do any of theirs. Not just that, when I see that there's a Bas Yisrael that one of the goyim are looking at, I'm moisa nefesh to save this girl. So I'll tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a Naira Murasa, the other Nachrim that the Nachrim were looking at. Shakli Durdaya de Chamra. So I took red wine and I poured it on this girl. So they think that she's a Nida, and it was for that reason they ended up going away from her. And like this, I was able to spear her from being punished. Incidentally, this is of course Matin with the Ramban, where the Ramban says once upon a time, even in the Umay Sa'ilam, they were nimas when it came to Nida. That's why Rachel said that I can't get up, because she said with the trough and she was hiding it, because the Ramban over there speaks of that. People used to stay away from a Nida. Bottom line, Umay time kiamina lachana my uvdich. How come he said, when I told you yesterday, what do? You don't want to talk to me then. You told me I have to wait until tomorrow. So he told him, because I had overheard there was some plot that was going to take place where the Goyim were going to come after the Yidden. Vamino, and I said, let me go quickly tell the Rabbanon about it. Give them an opportunity to daven, because I know the tefillahs of the rabbis, that can go ahead and that can save this. Either way, he said, that's who I am, that's what I do. A pasha the Yid, but he was moisa nefesh to save a Bas Yisrael. He was moisa nefesh binyone kedusha and sneers. He believed in the power of the tefillahs of the Chachamim. This was the one person Eliyahu Navi picked out, and he said, this person's a ben olam haba. Says the Gemara, ad hachi v'achi. But as Rabbreika and Eliyahu Navi are talking, another two people came. So the Gemara says, Eliyahu Navi turns to Rabbreika and he said, Hanuch nami bnei almada asininu. These people are also bnei olam haba. Also like Abayus, he goes to them and he says, Ma'av daichu, what do you do? Amrulei. So their story was a little less glamorous. He said, Inchi baduchi anon. We're funny guys. We're happy guys. And mevatchina natzivi, when we see people that are depressed, we see people that are ungesetzt, we go and we make them happy. Inami. When we see people fighting, we go to make sure that they should be peace, that they should be happy, that should be shalom, and it's in that schus that we're going to have a chelik in olam haba. So these people, says the Gemara, Eliyahu Navi said, is going to have a chelik in olam haba. Freit the Teres Chaim, right here on this Gemara, Toisves Kashin, Subis Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. Eliyahu Navi is standing in a shuk. He doesn't see anyone that's going to have a chelik in olam haba. What happened to our Mishnah? Kol Yisrael Yeshlem chelik in olam haba. These funny guys, the batchanim, or whether it was the person that made shalom, or the shayim asurim, dead all. What happened to Kol Yisrael Yeshlem chelik leilam haba? Zok the teres chayim, ayin toisves ksubas kufgim lamed beis. The same exact teres. Avad the Kol Yisrael Yeshlem chelik leilam haba. That wasn't Rabbreika's kasha. Rabbreika knew the Mishnah. He knew these people were all going to have a chelik leilam haba. His kasha was: is there anyone here that his chusim are so fast that they're going to go right into leilam haba? That because of what they do, they're going to be able to skip, says the, and that was Eliyahu Navi's Terry says, yeah. First he said no, then he found someone, and then he found two other people. The truth is, if we're going to go down this road, there's a lot of Gemaras we're going to have to try to answer. I mean, just two Gemaras that come to mind. One is Brachis Davdal Ramad Beis. The Gemara says that Kolo Omer Tilo LeDavid B'chol Yoim Sholish Pamim. Muftachloi, you have to say Ashu Uvalatin also. Shalish Pabim, Muftachloi Shu Ben Olam Haba. Says Muftachloi that he's going to be a Ben Olam Haba. Toisvis is Lashon and Ksubis Kuf Gimel Amud Beis was Mezumin L'Chayil Olam Haba. The Teres Chaim, if you look it up inside, is Medayik to Lashon HaGemar and Tainis. These people are Bnei Olam Haba. He's a Bar Olam Haba, which is like Toisvis Lashon of Mezumin L'Chayil Olam Haba. But here it says Muftachloi Shu Ben Olam Haba.
Again, maybe it's the Ben Olam Haba. I'm not sure. Another Gemara that comes to mind, and that's a Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. The famous encounter between Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyan and Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. So Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma gave him very sharp teichacha. Why are you teaching Torah Barabim? Don't you know the Romans? They made a very horrible gzera. And at the end, he asked him, "Man, you lechayim abba? Am I going to have a chesed? Did you do anything that should merit you a portion of the world to come?" So he says, "Yeah, he's a gabbai tztaka." And he tells him this whole ma'isa, what he did, the mesiras nefesh, the Rambam, and then the pirush Mashayim, the Masechtas Machis. But all that raid over there is, what do you mean, "Man, you lechayim abba"? I thought, "Kol Yisrael yeshem lechayim abba." Unless all these gemaras, you're going to have to be miyashim in the same way. So avada kol Yisrael yeshem lechayim abba. There's nothing to talk about as it relates to having a chelik lechayim abba. Nothing to talk about. Stating that. Person's going to have to go through din. He's going to have to go through yisurim. There's a concept of a person could be a mezumin l'chay olam haba. He could be a ben olam haba, a bar olam haba. Grud, he goes in without having to go through any of the yisurim gehenim. And for that, we have the Gemara in Ksubas, Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. We have the Gemara in Tainis, Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Perhaps that's Pshat in the Gemara Brachas Daf Dal Amud Beis. The Gemara Vayit Zohar Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. I'm sure there's a lot of other Gemaras. But either way, Zok the Gemara Vayiter. Shalu Roy Mien Es Reb Yeshua Ben Chananya. The Romans. Once asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. So if you know the rest of the story, Rabbi Yeshua, in addition to being one of the Gedolei Hatanan, he also had a lot of protection. He was very influential in the Roman government. There's a lot of Gemaras. If you look out for it, you'll notice it. There's a lot of Gemaras where Rabbi Yeshua is conversing with Roman officials. So the Gemara says, Shalu Raimiyim, most famously, of course, is Becheris Tavches. Shalu Raimiyim, as Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Chananya, Menayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Meisim. How do you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayim Meisim? The idea of Masha Asaliyah. So they ask two questions. Number one, how do you know Hashem is going to be Mechayim Meisim? And number two, how do you know that Hashem can look into the future and know what's going to happen. I know them both from the same pasuk. The pasuk says, so hincha sheikh v'mavisecha v'kom. That's how we know that's what Rabbi Gamliel had originally told the meaning. And then it says, ha'omazeh v'zono. You see, the nation's going to get up, and they're going to worship Avodah Zarah. But they told him, V'dumba v'koma mazev v'zana. Maybe v'koma is not going backwards, like the Minim told Rabbi Gamliel. Maybe it's going forward. Maybe it's v'koma mazev. You don't have a right to t'chis ha'mesim in ha'Torah. Amalei says, okay, true, but nekutu mi'a palga bi'a daichu. The idea of Masha Asaliyah is, at the very least, the second question I was able to answer. V'koma mazev, the very least, you see from this pasuk that Hashem knows what's going to happen. It b'nami Yom Rabbi Yechim, Shum Rabbi Shum Ben Yechoy. Minami Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mechai Mesim, Yedei Masha Asaliyah is, Shenema, both things are going to be learned out from this pasuk. So either it's because v'kam is going backwards and ha'amazeh, that's the way you read the end of the pasuk, or maybe v'kam can go backwards and forwards. But the bottom line is, you see Rabbi Yechanan said it in Rabbi Shimon Ba'yichai, exactly what Rabbi Yeshua told the Raimian, and that is, you can prove both Tchias HaMesim and HaTorah, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen from the very same pasuk. Tanya Om Rabbi Lezber Yosef Bedova says the Yafti Sifrei Minim. So the Minim, apparently, they were Mezayef. They didn't believe in Tchias HaMesim. And in order to make their point that they didn't believe in Tchias HaMesim, what they did was they had to forge the Sifrei Torah. So they took Sifrei Torah and they started forging it. They took out all the references to Tchias HaMesim. So all the references that the Gemara mentioned and is going to mention, they took it out. It's like this. Look at the Torah. It doesn't say there's no remez even to Tchias HaMesim and HaTorah. Rabbi Lezber Yosef says, I was able to disprove them. Why? Shall you? They said, "Ain chiyas amesim in haTorah." Amartilam, I told them, "Ziyaftem teiraschem, you a mezayich the Torah, v'lo helisem biyetchem kum." As gunish ofketin. Why? Shatam, I remember, "Ain chiyas amesim in haTorah." Harei, I remember, it says, if someone does avodah zarah, he kores hanefesh ahi avoyna ba. He kores is by the mazeh avoyna ba le'emas. What does avoyna ba mean? Meaning, he's going to be cut off, and his aver is going to be with him. Avoyna ba. When is that? Lav lo'elam ba. So you see that there must be Olam Haba. And the person that's Oved Avodah Zarah is Avin Abba. He doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. But he said the bottom line is, you see, there's something called Olam Haba. Amalei Rab Papa Labaya V'leimelu Travayu Mikaris Dikaris. Why do you have to prove it from Avin Abba? Why do you prove it all from Mikaris Dikaris? He should have darshaned as follows. He should have said Ikaris the Olam Hazeh and ti kores la'olam haba. So the Gemara says, because inu hava amrile, they would have told them dibur teir galashim le'yadam. You can't prove anything from there because maybe it's just dibur teir galashim le'yadam. So like the Gemara ketanoi, the truth is whether you could prove olam haba from hikores ti kores or not, meaning you have to come out to avodah zarah, is really machlokes tanoim. Hikores ti kores ba'olam hazeh ti kores la'olam haba. Dibur Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva really dashed in the pasuk that way. Amalei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said va'loik far nemar as Hashemu megade finichusa. And this is Rabbi Shmuel the shitosoi of Perek Abramisa's fame, where Rabbi Shmuel holds that megadef is an oive So Ibazoi, it says he kores, and then Venichrus a third time by Megade. If he kores is referring to the two worlds, that means Venichrus should be referring to the third world. Which, by the way, in light of the Rambam and the Ramban, it could be there's even four worlds. But either way, so he told him, Venichrus ba'ilam hazeh, he kores, dibre teiru kolashim and the other. Bein Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Rabbi Akiva, Avoyna ba'may avdile. What do they do with Avoyna ba'? They both didn't darshan Avoyna ba'. I would have thought that a person loses his Eilam Haba even if he does tshuva. Talmud Loimar, like we spoke of from the Rambam and the Hakdama, the end of Perik Gimel, Hilchas Tshuva. But of course, if a person does tshuva, even the Yoim Maisai Techakalai, that all bets are off, and every person is going to have a chelek in Eilam Haba. So just before we end, two Festa Ha'aris from a Gemara tucked away right here, a little bit of Lundus. In the beginning of Perek Chelek. So the first remez that the Gemara brought, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, minayin l'tchias ha-meisim en ha-teira. How do you know tchias ha-meisim en ha-teira? Shenemar, the Pasuk says, unesata mimenu, es trumas Hashem, la-aharon ha-koy. Freak the Gemara, you're going to give truma to Aharon? Aharon never entered Eretz Yisrael. So how are you going to truma to Aharon? Must be that there's going to be tchias ha-meisim, melamed sha-osid lachyos, v'Yisrael noisim loy truma, and Klai Yisrael is going to give him truma. Rabbi Chanan, in Kovet Shiurim, asks a bomba kasha from the Gemara Masechtas Nida Daf Samech Aleph from the base. The Gemara over there discusses a mace who's buried with tachrichim. Could the tachrichim be made of shatnez of kalayim, or could they not be made of shatnez? Says the Gemara, they could be. It's okay. Aval oisam imenu tachrichim lemeis. Referring to kalayim, you could bury a mace with tachrichim. And the Gemara says why? It's a pashat cheshbon. Because when a person dies, la meisim chafshi, he's chafshi min ha-mitzvahs. A mace is not chayiv in mitzvahs. You don't have to put tzitzis on a mace. A mace can wear shatness. Later, when he comes back to life, you have nothing to worry about, says the Gemara. So mikan, you see from here, there's no reason in the world that you shouldn't be able to bury a mace with tachrichim that are made of shatness. Oh, Rabbi Yosef said, I'm glad you think it's so bashit, but to me this is actually very newsworthy. I think this is a big chiddush, because I always thought that by tchias ha-meisim, when people are going to come back to life, we're going to be chayiv in mitzvahs. Why shouldn't we chayiv? We're going to come back with our guf. We're going to come back with our guf. Why shouldn't we be chayiv in mitzvahs? If you're telling me that you could bury a mace with tachrichim, so it means he's not chayiv in mitzvahs while he's dead, but he's also not going to be chayiv in mitzvahs when he comes back to life. Zoysei Meres said, Rabbi Yosef, mitzvahs b'teilois la'asad lavai. Freik, Rabbi Chanan, if mitzvahs b'teilois la'asad lavai, how could the Gemara darsh in the pasuk that says you're going to give truma to Aharon HaKohen? That it's referring to la'asad lavai, lachat tchias ha-meisim. Because we can't remez l'tchias ha-meisim in ha-Torah. If mitzvahs b'teilois la'asad lavai, then there's no truma to meisters. If there's no truma to meisters, how could that be pshat in the pasuk? How does the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadik on the base that we're going to give truma la'asad lavai to Aharon HaKohen, stim with the Gemara, nida daf samach aleph on the base, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Zoysei Meres, mitzvahs b'teilos lasadov. It says, Rabbi Chanan, I'm going to tell you the teretz, ubehektim one festa chakira. When Rabbi Yosef said, mitzvahs b'teilos lasadov, that after Tchias HaMeisim, people are going to come back to life, there's going to be no obligation to keep the mitzvahs. Yesh Shlachger, says Rabbi Chanan. Classic chakira. What's the pshat? Is the pshat, because being that when a person is dead, he's patur min ha-mitzvahs, l'meisim chafshi, that ptur that a mace has is true even if the mace comes back alive. Once a person dies, he becomes patur min ha-mitzvahs. Even if afterwards he's zayich t'tchias ha-meisim, he comes back to life, it doesn't matter. A person who was for 1 second a mace is going to be patur min ha-mitzvahs. Oyesh, loyim ha-says Rabbi Chanan, that's not the pshat. It's not the pshat that once a person dies, he becomes patur min ha-mitzvah, so much so that even if he comes back to life, that ptur is carried along and he's still patur min ha-mitzvah. But rather, the yisoid of mitzvahs b'teilos la'asad lavai is more an uptight in la'asad lavai. That in the zman of la'asad lavai, in that kufa, mitzvahs are going to be b'teilos. It's not that because everyone la'asad lavai will have died and come back to life, so memela they're going to be patur. It's more a taich in the kufa of la'asad lavai. Mitzvahs were given for olam hazeh, they weren't given for olam haba. Olam haba, the olam hatchia, la'asad lavai, there's no chi of mitzvahs. Hashem gave Torah mitzvahs for now, not for later. Zok Rabbi Chanan, what's the nafgamina? The pashat nafgamina is, mesim shehechia yecheskel. become Rabbi Shachtel Rab Zeir, and then he had Chias HaMesim. Rab Yoichanan was Mechai Mesim with Rav Kahana. Wherever you find Chias HaMesim, that person who comes back to life, right now, is he Chayv in Mitzvahs? Or right now, is he Patim in HaMitzvahs? If there's a halacha that says LeMesim Chavshi, that once a person dies, he's Chavshi in HaMitzvahs, so that even if he gets Chias HaMesim afterwards, he's still Patim in HaMitzvahs. That's the Yisoid of Mitzvahs, Betelos Lasalavi. Then all these people would be Patim in HaMitzvahs. But if the Yisoid of Mitzvahs, Betelos Lasalavi, is not that once a person dies, he's Patim in HaMitzvahs, it's more an uptight in Lasalavi. Okay, so when Rabba killed Rab Zeira and Rab Zeira came back alive, Rab Zeira came back to Olam Hazeh. He didn't come to Olam Haba. He wasn't living in the world of Las Lavai. Memela, he would be Chayv Mitzvahs. Said Rabbi Chan, I'll tell you another nafkamina, a more chakava nafkamina. And that is, the Radvaz in a tshuva says, a davar chadash adlamoid, that he writes in his tshuva, he was so excited that he found this chiddush in the Ritva in two places. And that is, that we know there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. That's the theme of the beginning of Perek Chelek. Says the Ritva, there isn't going to be one Tchias HaMesim, there are going to be two Tchias HaMesims. Not just one, but there's going to be two. The Ritva says it in two places. He says it in Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chazayin Amud Beis, and he says it in the end of Masechtes Tainis. Masechtes Tainis, Daf Lamed Aleph. I'll tell you where the context is in Masechtes Tainis, Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Kolo Eichel Basar, Veshoy Seyayin B'Tishabav, Olav Akosav Oimer, Vatihi Avoy Noisam Al Atzmoisam. So if somebody eats meat and he drinks wine on Tisha B'Av, all of Akos of Omer, it's regarding him, the Pasuk says, Yecheskel Lamed Beis, Vatihi Avoy Noisam Al Atzmoisam. What does that Pasuk mean? She'ein La'atzmoisav T'chiyah B'Tchiyah Sameisam. This person is not going to be comfortable with T'chiyah Sameisam. So if someone eats meat or drinks wine, he's not going to have T'chiyah Sameisam. Zokter Ritva, this is a new pshat here, and someone that's not going to have a chelek in T'chiyah Sameisam, someone that eats and drinks, it's not mentioned anywhere in the Mishnah in Perek Chelek. Not just that, Ritva says that everyone's going to really get up for Tchias HaMesim, but that's already the whole Mahalach of the Ritva, the income of Koyme Laharach, says, you know what this Gemara means? It's not talking about the traditional Tchias HaMesim. It's nothing to do with Perek Chelek. This Tchias HaMesim is the Tchias HaMesim ha'osad liyos, bebinyin beis ha'mikdash, lo'oysom shemesu begalos, v'chiku liyeshua. Shaleim Amar HaKosav, Ashrei HaMechaka, v'yagia liyom. You know what's going on here? The Ritva says, you know how many people died b'meshach ha'galos, waiting and wishing for Mashiach to come with Afal Pisha Yisma Meir Im Kozeh Achakele B'chol Yom Shiyavai. I mean, how many people died? Right? The Rav was talking about the Kleizemberger Rebbe, the Divrei Yatziv, and during the Holocaust, the Kleizemberger Rebbe was davening for Mashiach every day when he was in the concentration camp. Then the Kleizemberger Rebbe was Nifter. So what's going to be? Mashiach's going to come and he's going to miss out. Because the Kleizemberger Rebbe is not going to come back to life until Tchias HaMesim, which is going to happen after Yom Yisrael Mashiach. So all those people that were Mechakele Yeshua, says Ritva, how are they going to finally Ashrei HaMechakele Yagili Yomim? They're supposed to see him. Merit and experience Yemais HaMashiach, where they're going to experience it. Says the Ritva, there's going to be a special private Tchias HaMesim. Mashiach's going to come. There's going to be a special Tchias HaMesim. The people that were Mechake Mitzapel Yeshua, they're going to have Tchias HaMesim. They're going to live through the Yemais HaMashiach. And then there's going to be the Tchias HaMesim of Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelik Loilam Haba. But this is RSVP, VIP, by invitation only, people that are going to be invited to this very, very special Tchias HaMesim. Zokter Ritva, Haflava fellow, that's the Gemara. Kol Eichel Basar, V'Shoyseyayim B'Tisha B'Av. Someone that eats meat and drinks wine on Tisha B'Av. Olav HaKosav Oymer V'Atihi Avoy Noisam Alatz Moisam. That person is not going to be Zoychet at which Tchias HaMesim? The Erste Tchias HaMesim. Because if he eats and he drinks on Tisha B'Av, he's not a Metzapel Yeshua. He's not being Mesabel HaYerushalayim. If you're not Mesabel HaYerushalayim, you're not going to be Zoychet B'Roy L'Sim Chosla. That's all we're saying. Therefore, he's not going to get Tchias HaMesim. As opposed to the ones that are Metzap and the Mechak Ashri and Mechak B'Yagil V'Yovim. They're Zoychet B'Roy L'Sim Chosla. They're the ones that are going to be Zoychet not just to one Tchias HaMesim. They're going to be Zoychet to a second Tchias HaMesim. Where's Rabbi Chanan? And this is where the Lundis comes in. What would be when those Sadiqim come back to life during the first Tchias HaMesim? Are they going to be Chayv in Mitzvahs? Are they not going to be Chayv in Mitzvahs? Totally in this Chakir. If the Yisoid of Mitzvahs B'Teilos Lasad Lavoi is that you have a Ptur. Once you die, you're Chavshim in HaMitzvahs. So that even if you come back to life, you're still going to be Potter. So Maisa, all these Sadiqim had died in the mail. When they come back to life, they're going to be Potter in HaMitzvahs. But if you learn, like the second Sad in the Chakira, that Mitzvahs B'Teilos Lasad Lavoi is more an uptight in the Zman, in the Tkufa of Lasad Lavoi. that loss of loved, there's going to be no chiyuv mitzvahs. Okay, that's loss of loved. That's olam haba. That's after the tchias amesim where everyone's going to get up. But as it relates to this tchias amesim, this is happening by olam hazeh. And being that this tchias amesim is happening by olam hazeh, there's no reason that there shouldn't be a chiyuv mitzvahs by olam hazeh. Zakhtar lachadon, oy bazar, yesh loyma. When the Gemara says you're going to give a haron hakayin, you're going to give a haron hakayin truma, it doesn't mean after the second tchias amesim. A haron was a mechakiv yagil yomim. He's going to be zeichah to the first tchias amesim also. If he's going to be zeichah to the first tchias amesim, says Rabbi Chanan, half of a fellow of ruin advarim lemisha amram. That's what we're bringing a raya to. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "We can't rebels of tchias amesim in a Torah." He's actually referring to the first tchias, the concept of tchias amesim in a Torah. Yeah, but the bottom line is, as I said, Rabbi Chanan, I saw that the Aruch Laner asks right here on the Gemara. He says that oylam abba in by loy achid v'loy shtiya. The Gemara says it, which means that even according to the Ramban and the Yad Raman, the Chushay Aran, and Rabbi Vadi Bar Tanur, and all the Rishonim that don't agree with the Ramban, that you can have a goof by Olam Haba, but no Achilu V'Shtiyo, that the Gemara says, you can't go connect to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ein Bo Lo Achilu V'Shtiyo. So the Aruch Laner says, if there's no Achilu, Vos Pasta Mitzvah Truma. Interesting Kasha. But Pasha, you learn, what's the mitzvah of Truma? We always speak out the night of Yehuda. The Yehuda says there's two dinim in Truma. There's the Afrashas Truma, and then there's the giving to the Truma. With regards to the Shir, Chita Achas, Peteris, and Sakri, the Yehuda says a Chiddish, it could be it's only in the Afrashas, not in the Nesim. Whatever, but that's... But to eat it? Who says you have to eat it? He says, Fast kosher, the Aruch Laner says. He finds it very hard to believe that there should be a mitzvah truma if there's no end game. If at the end of the day, the kehanim aren't going to be able to eat. But Lefi Rabbi Chanan, it's gewaldig. Because Lefi Rabbi Chanan, we're not talking about the Tchias HaMesim of Lassad Lavoi. In that Tchias, there's no Truma anyways. Mrs. Batalis Lassad Lavoi. We're talking about the first Tchias HaMesim. First Tchias HaMesim, there, that's not Olam Haba. There'll be Achiva, there'll be Shtiya, it's going to be Yemois HaMashiach, it's going to be Ein Bein Olam Hazeh L'Yemois HaMashiach El Shibud Malchias Bovat. With a wrinkle of Tchias HaMesim for the ones that were Ashrei HaMechakev Yagi Eliyomim. But the bottom line is, L'Chura, based on that, you have no right, but just one other ha'ara. We'll skip the third ha'ara, but just one second ha'ara that you buy from this Gemara. Also, half of a fellow, just tremendous lumdus that you can take out from a real, real Haggadah Gemara. And that is, there's a machloikis Rambam and Ravid in the end of Perek Yud Gimel, the end of Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel. You don't have it? Oh, we need it inside. Rambam Zron. Come off a breath.
No, I think he's
bringing
a riot from the fact that he's swirled. He said that
there's a mitzvah. I'll say, say something funny, Morty. Yeah. What's that? Yeah. The Rambam, so we all know the last Rambam in Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel, right? Yeah. Very last Rambam in Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel, but Lo Yishev Levi Bilvad. This is the third to last Rambam in Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel. So the Rambam in Hilchas Shmita V'Yovel is talking about the fact that Shevet Levi did not have a chelik v'nach le'imach. They didn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Says the Rambam, yearly. Listen to our Rambam. Classic. She'ein advarim amurim. This that Shevet Levi didn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael was only true. Ba'aretz she'nichrasa aleo bris lavrom li'yitzchak u'liyakov. This was only with regards to the lands of Eretz Yisrael that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kairis bris tavrom yitzchak and yakov. V'yorshua b'nei. And that their descendants yash. V'nischalk u'liyakov. If a melech b'malach Yisrael is going to come and he's going to conquer a land in Eretz Yisrael, harei ha-koyhanim v'ha-leviyin ba'oyson ha-arotzois u'bebizoson k'chol Yisrael. Says the Rambam, this that the Torah says that Levi does not have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, that's referring to the seven nations, the Shiva Sa'am, Chiti, Amor, those seven nations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu he's going to get by the Brisbane episode. What about Kini, Knize, and Kamoini? It's a big discussion in Achrenim. But the seven nations that were promised to Avram Avinu by the Brisbane Absorim, those lands are Eretz Yisrael, and it's in those lands that Shevet Levi doesn't have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Stating that, if a Melech Yisrael, like Dovid HaMelech, would go, he would conquer a land, such as Surya, in those lands, says the Rambam, there's no reason Levi should not have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. So the Levium got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael from those additional lands. Zok deraivet, Omer Avram, I have a major problem with that. You know why? Because it comes out according to the Rambam, there were lands in Eretz Yisrael that Levi participated in. If Levi participated in those lands, then in Svara it makes sense, that there should be no Chiyuv Trumas and Maestris in those lands. Because why do you give a Levi Trumas and Maestris? He doesn't have a Chiluk in Eretz Yisrael, so in Melu, we go ahead and we give him Trumas and Maestris. He doesn't have a real portion in the land, so he gets some income through what everybody else makes off the land. But if Chlevi has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, there's no reason in the world that they should get Shumas and Maestras. So says the Rabbi, that's a chiddush nayrut, what the Rambam is saying. Because if he's saying that there were chalakim in Eretz Yisrael, that Levi had a chelik in, it should come out that there were chalakim in Eretz Yisrael that weren't chayim and Shumas and Maestras. And he asks a kashan from Bizas Midyan, I am berived fester rived zar. What's pshat in the Rambam? Says the Mishloh Melech, the Rambam obviously disagreed with the whole anocha of the Rivet. The Rambam must have held that just because Levi has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael doesn't by definition mean it can't have Shumas and Maestras. It's true, Levi had a chelik in the lands that a Melech Yisrael conquered other than the seven nations, and it's true all of Eretz Yisrael had a chi of Shumas and Maestras. Levi was able to double dip. They got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, and they also got a chelik in Shumas and Maestras. Now we have a machlokes Rambam and Rivet. Lu Yitzuyah, which according to the Rambam isn't so theoretical. Lu Yitzuyah, there'd be a land in Eretz Yisrael that Levi would have a chelik in, would they be entitled to Trumas and Maestras in that land? Fast. Or would they not be entitled to Trumas and Maestras in that land? According to the Raivan, no way. It's a tire to disaster. It makes no sense. If you have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, why are you getting Trumas and Maestras? According to the Rambam, they would freak the Mishloah Melech and Prashus Drachim, and doesn't get more classic than this. Oy bazoy, I have a bomb kasha on the Raivan, which would seem to be checkmate, a Raya Nifla to the Rambam. And that is, the Gemara says, Mesecht is Bava Basra. That when the Eretz Yisrael is going to be divided again, when Mashiach is going to come, the way the land is going to be divided is different than the way the land was divided now. And the Gemara goes through differences. One of the differences that the Gemara says is that when Yeshua ben Nun and Elazar Kohen Gadol divided Eretz Yisrael, the land was divided into 12. But I see the Eretz Yisrael shetischalik lishloishas shvatim. It's not going to be divided to 12. It's going to be divided to 13. Who's the 13th chelik? It's Levi, and it's based on a pasuk in Yecheskel, where Yecheskel describes the way the land is going to be divided. There's going to be Shar Ruvein Echad. Ruvein's going to get one chelik. Shar Yehuda Echad. Shar Levi Echad. It's a pasuk. Levi is going to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. That means Lasad Lavoi, Levi is going to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. It's fake. The Mishnah Melech Brash Drachim. The Gemara says that Lasad Lavoi, we're going to give Truma to who? We're going to give Truma to Aharon HaKoyen. Aharon's chus is because he's a Levi. It's because kiyein lechelik v'nachlima. But if you're telling me that la'asad lava, he is going to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, then why are we giving him truma? Ela ma'itz right to the Rambam. That's not a stira. That just because Levi has a chus in Eretz Yisrael doesn't necessarily mean he can't have trumas and ma'itzers. That's the Mishnah Melech's kasha and prasha drachim. His eitzah to answer the kasha, which is in Arichos, is that it could be being that kedusha rishoyin a kitchel a shaita a kitchel la'asad lava. He works it out with all the manda amrimar and all these different gemaras. Kedusha rishoyin So it's true. Be'etzem, if Levi was going to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, they should have a chelik in Trumas and Maestras. But it could be that once it was Neskadish, Eretz Yisrael, and it was Chaladin that you have to give Trumas and Maestras, even if later Levi is going to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. But Kitchel Shaita, the like Kitchel Asad Lavi.